You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
The Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Coast Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Laser tag, arcade, and more. It's a great place for birthday parties, special and corporate events. Check out their website at jerseycoastarena.com.
Back here for the start of the second quarter. We'll check the NAC scoreboard after this first down play for Wagner. First and 10 for the Seahawks from their own 35-yard line. Dasher with two wide receivers split out this time near sideline to the left and a tight end either side. Dasher examining the Monmouth defense. Option again off to the right side. This time Monmouth reads it perfectly. Came with the blitz again, and Clark Coe, the safety, able to bust through the line and make the tackle.
The easiest way to defeat or slow an option, pressure from the front four. Mike Upham leading a charge. Nice run blitz design on that play, and they bring Dasher down for a loss.
Game's in progress right now in the NAC. New Hampshire leading Central Connecticut State 23-3. Maine on top of Bryant 14-0. Wagner and Colgate and Sacred Heart all tied at 7. Robert Morris and Dayton are scoreless, and Moorhead State leads St. Francis PA 17-0. Second down here and 16. Screen pass set up. Dasher was hit as he threw the football. Luma came calling, and the Monmouth defense right now, I think you can just see it. The confidence level is off the charts with this team.
Yeah, they're playing fast. They're playing efficient and smart. And, Matt, we said it. If MU can get a lead in this game and they hold a 14-3 advantage now, this Wagner offense is not built for what they have to do now and come from behind. It's early in the game. They don't have to start flinging the ball around. But the more that they trail, the more that has to become part of their offense.
Third down here and 16. Nickel package in for Monmouth with a fifth defensive back. Four wide receivers set for Wagner. Three left, one up top to the right. Dasher, again, with pressure. Lets it go. He's got a man wide open, but overthrows him. Intended target was David Crawford. Monmouth lucky they didn't just get flagged for a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty. Clark Coe with a bit of a late hit. But it will set up a fourth down and long here, and Wagner will have to punt it away.
Thinking the exact same thing. That Monmouth is very fortunate. Dasher on the overthrow. Coe had plenty of time to pull up, and he still laid the lumber. So the Hawks able to escape there without being flagged.
Here comes A.J. Firestone on to punt. We'll have some first quarter stats for you after this punt. Monmouth coming with some pressure. Almost got to Firestone, who has a high, short punt. And when I say short, this one down at the Wagner 42-yard line, it will go as a 13-yard punt from the line of scrimmage and give Monmouth excellent field position.
Mentioned, Matt, those first quarter statistics. MU outgains Wagner 144-36 as far as total yards. Here's the impressive number. 13 team carries, 91 rushing yards for MU, 31 apiece for Kyle Frazier and Julian Hayes, with KB Asante contributing 21.
And all with very good averages per carry. Frazier over 10, Hayes over 6, Asante over 5, and Nagy with his one carry, an 8-yarder. Hawks here looking to deliver an early knockout punch with 13:59 remaining in the second quarter, 14-3. Hawks have it at the Wagner 41-yard line. Here comes Hayes up the middle. Big hole to the 35. We'll take it down to the 33-yard line. Finally snowed under by a host of green jerseys led by Patrick O'Connor, who comes into today's game as the NAC leader in tackles through two games.
And Monmouth doing to Wagner what the Seahawks did to them the drive before, running it right where the blitz was coming. Nice job by the line to create that hole for Julian.
Second down and 2. Big playbook for Frazier to think about here. A tight end receiver to either side. Pitch to Hayes to the near sideline. Hit behind the line of scrimmage. Able to fall forward and at least get back to the original line of scrimmage. Jarrett Jadone leading the charge for Wagner. 2 minutes gone by in this second quarter. Monmouth 14, Wagner 3. Hawks with a third down and 2 coming up.
You said it before, on second and short, playbook wide open. Here it's third and pretty much the same distance, and MU will elect to spread things out. They've been so good running the football. We'll see what Wagner will have for them defensively.
Davenport single man formation right. Up top to the left. Sumlin in the slot. Roberts the wide man. Frazier wanting to throw. Flag out. Frazier in trouble and will get sacked. Big sack back behind the line all the way back to the Seahawks 43-yard line. Penalty flag was thrown right at the line of scrimmage. Mike Murphy, number 66, the left tackle from Monmouth, pointing in Wagner's direction, saying it is against the Seahawks.
Almost looked, he's right. Almost looked as though, Matt, that Kyle saw the flag and just kind of elected to go down before he took a big hit. But I thought it would have been on Monmouth, thrown in the area of the field where you'd expect a hold, but we'll see what it is.
Face mask against Wagner is the call. It is a first down for Monmouth with the penalty. 12:36 remaining here in the third quarter. Referees will re-spot the ball, and it will go as a 15-yard penalty all the way down to the Seahawk 17-yard line.
MU doing a good job on the ground. We've seen the intermediate pass. However, that touchdown pass was over the top. Like that scenario here, I would enjoy MU maybe to try to stretch the field a little bit. Matt, look towards that end zone.
Davenport slot this time to the left. Roberts will go as the wide man to the left. McLafferty and George, both tight ends in the game. George lines up as the tight end in a three-point stance. McLafferty is the H-back to the right side of the formation. Frazier. Quick little play action. Wants to throw. He's got Roberts at the 10-yard line. That catch is made. Roberts will get driven out of bounds inside the 7, down closer to the 6, maybe the 5, where it'll be first and goal for MU on a 12-yard hookup.
And I think because of the touchdown pass last quarter, that on that play, you saw very soft coverage on the outside. Roberts with a lot of room to operate.
Asante checking into the game. At the running back spot, Roberts this time slot man. Davenport is the wide guy set to the far sideline. Formation right. Ball on the left hash mark. Frazier with Wagner showing blitz. Going to give it to Asante. Run off the left side. And taken down inside the 3 at about the 2.5. We'll call it a 3-yard pickup. And the Hawks will have it second and goal from just outside the 2.
Trying to give a look on the field and see who Monmouth has in personnel-wise. I don't believe, Matt, I see Neil Sterling on the field. And this would be a prime jump ball fade situation to Neil, but it's Lamar Davenport and Roberts at the wideouts.
Davenport split wide right. Roberts up top to the left. Eye set. Pamdorf in along with Asante, who will get the carry. Running off the right side. Asante tripped as he came over and got close to the line of scrimmage. Monmouth will actually lose about a half yard. The ball go back to the 3, and it will bring up third and goal from the 3-yard line.
Yeah, it looks as though MU content to try to run this ball in. This Wagner defense, these last two plays, however, have begun to tighten up in that middle and haven't allowed KB to find a hole.
Asante will stay in with Pandorf. George tight end right. Evan Ruane comes in tight end left. Split back set. Frazier on a third and goal. Asante's going to get it again. He'll cut up, and he will dive over the goal line for a touchdown. Hawks scoring for the third time here in the first half. 20-3. Asante with a 3-yard touchdown run. KB scoring on the ground for the first time this season.
Like the play design, too. Motion Asante from Frazier's right to left. They bring him across the formation. Pandorf serving as the lead blocker, and the great cut right around the right hash enables him to get into the end zone.
10:31 remaining. Here comes Spillane on for his third extra point. Hawks looking very comfortable here on the road. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Spillane 3-for-3 on the day, and Monmouth leads this one 21-3. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more second quarter action from Wagner College, with the Hawks up by 18. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. 6 plays, 41 yards. Monmouth scoring their third touchdown of the day. This one a 3-yard scamper from KB Asante. And the Hawks leading 21-3. 10:31 remaining in the first half. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti. Our thanks to Lauren Vajica back in the studios of 1160-1310 WOBM AM. Lucas Santangelo will come on and kick off. Wagner with two back deep. Otis Wright, number nine, has had the last couple of returns and a couple of good ones. Santangelo from the 35-yard line. Another high kick. It'll be Wright's turn again from the 5-yard line. Out to the 15, comes near sideline of the 25 to the 30. 35, tiptoes down the field and is finally pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line. And that's the one thing that will drive coaches crazy. You know, you're feeling pretty good. You're up 21-3. You kind of deliver another punch in this game, and then a special teams maybe blunder where someone doesn't stay in their lane allows Otis Wright to give Wagner pretty good field position here at the Seahawks 43-yard line.
Their best offensive plays this afternoon have been kickoff returns, and now he sets up this Wagner College team with great field position at their own 43-yard line.
And Wright will... Dasher, with Monmouth having a five-man front, runs the option with Williams off the right side. Dasher cuts up field, taken down at the 45-yard line. That's stopped by Jeremy Rodriguez, number 93. Good story on Rodriguez in the Asbury Park Press this past week. Transfer student from Villanova, using up his last year of eligibility. Second down and 8 for the Seahawks.
Sorry, I was going to make a point, but it's tied up here.
Carrington and Crawford coming to the near sideline, left slot receiver combination. Dasher, play action, wanting to throw. Now going to run at the line of scrimmage, lets it go. He's got a man. That catch is made. It's Anthony Carrington to haul it in, take it down to the Monmouth 30-yard line, where it will be first down, 25-yard hookup between Dasher and Carrington.
And that's what Dasher does well. He extends the play with his legs and then looks downfield. It's really hard to cover a collegiate wide receiver for more than 4 or 5 seconds. And that time, Carrington, good-looking young wideout, broke off of his route, came back to the football well, and now Wagner in business at the 30-yard line.
Seahawks trying to get back into this game. They will send David Crawford as the single man formation left up top. Cody Morgan and Carrington in a slot receiver combination. Brian Watts, the tight end, and Dominique Williams, the tailback, to the left of Dasher. Little play action. Dasher wanted to throw, throwing the slant. That is incomplete. Say this about Dasher. He throws the ball extremely hard.
He throws it hard, but he might want to try mixing in a few changeups to those fastballs if he's trying to complete them. They does have a great arm. Not entirely accurate all the time, to be polite.
Sets up a second and 10 with 9 minutes and 1 second remaining here in the first half. Dasher and Williams in the backfield. Man in motion is Ralph Green. Here's the give to Williams off the right side, down to the 15, inside the 10. He is finally tackled by Reggie Hildebrand Jr. at the 9-yard line. 21-yard gain for Williams. He is explosive.
And that time, like what they're doing in that run game for Wagner, they put Williams as the, you know, kind of de facto fullback in that little triple option look. They give it to him right up the middle as the first read. And the last time, Matt, he was the wingback in that look. So they're moving him around. They're mixing up how they're getting him the football and putting themselves in good field position to score here.
Williams, just a junior from Bridgeton, New Jersey. First and goal now for the Seahawks from the Monmouth 9-yard line. Hawks walking up their safeties, showing blitz up the middle. Sutton and Coe are there. Option to the right. Dasher with the pitch. Williams turns up field. Touchdown, Wagner. Hawks didn't defend well there. They gave the Seahawks and Williams the corner pretty easily. And Wagner with their first touchdown right back into this one.
Mentioned it earlier. Wagner likes to run the football a variety of ways. They use power. They use option. This time it's a straight speed option formation right. Clark Coe took Dasher as the first. Assignment football's key in the option game. And that time Williams, the unmarked man.
Lopez on for the extra point to slice the lead to 11. Five plays, 57-yard drive. Just over 2 minutes off the clock. The extra point up and good. Monmouth lead now 21-10. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with locations in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. All of their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes, and they know what it takes to get injured athletes of all levels back in the game. Visit them online, AtlanticPTCenter.com.
21-10, Monmouth leads after that Wagner touchdown, a 9-yard score for Dominique Williams. For Williams, his first rushing touchdown of the year. David Lopez on to kickoff from the Wagner 35-yard line, puts the ball at the left hash mark. High end over end kick. Nagy will settle under it from the 7-yard line. Get to the 20, out to the 25, and taken down at the 26-yard line, where Monmouth will have it first and 10. You know, in a game of back and forth and ebbs and flows, Wagner has a little bit of momentum here. The best way to squash that would be another nice long scoring drive here for the Monmouth offense.
Right, keep your defense on the sideline. Let your unit rest. Make Wagner's work that much harder on this sunny Saturday afternoon. And you said it, a nice long drive here that can result in points is exactly what Coach Callahan, I'm sure, has in mind.
A lot of credit to the offensive line so far today for Monmouth. So experienced with Murphy, Hunchak, and Molina. Kind of the more veteran guys on that line. Brandon Maxwell and Josh Patterson also got a lot of playing time last year. Frazier wanting to throw on first down. Flips it to the far sideline where Roberts will make the catch and stay in bounds. Tackled at the 34-yard line. Gain of 8 will leave the Hawks with a 2nd and 2.
And Matt, if Wagner's going to continue this soft coverage on the outside, almost a cover 2 look, you have to think that Kyle Frazier will be more than content to take 6, 7, 8 yards every time he goes back to throw.
Frazier leaves Roberts, far sideline left. Now going to send him in motion across the formation. Give it to Hayes. Little counterplay right up the middle. Stopped at the 35-yard line. Small gain, just a 1-yard pickup. We'll leave the Hawks here with a 3rd down and 1. Nick Lafferty and Pandorf coming back in, which normally means power football for Monmouth.
They go big set, 1 wide receiver, and even that wide receiver is Neil Sterling. He goes 230.
Comes far sideline right. Ball set from the left hash mark. I formation. Hayes will get it. Looking to pick a spot. He'll have the first down. Wagner had it defended well for a second. Hayes with good patience able to bounce it off of right tackle and get forward to the 38-yard line. Enough for a Monmouth first down.
Yeah, Julian had to wait just a split second for his line to cover for him. Nice job by that offensive line, because Wagner had good penetration from the front four, holding him off just long enough for Julian Hayes to get the first down.
First and 10 from the Hawk 38-yard line. Less than 7 minutes remaining here in the first half. Frazier looking to throw. Flags are out. Frazier scrambling again. Goes over the middle. Catch is made by Tyler George, close to midfield. But a penalty marker is out, and this one could very likely be coming back.
Yeah, thrown behind the line of scrimmage. They're pointing to the right side of that Monmouth offensive line.
It is a hold against Monmouth. Made even worse because it was thrown about 5 yards back in the offensive backfield. And holding is a spot foul. Will negate what would have been a first down reception for Tyler George. And the officials will march this one back to the Hawk 28-yard line, where it will be first down and 20. Frazier now will operate with two receivers to his left. Sterling back to the right. Low snap in the flat, deflected up, and then hits the turf. Incomplete. Greg Burton, number 52, the man who jumped in the passing lane, tipped it up in the air, and then he and Brandon Maxwell had an opportunity to catch it. Instead, it falls incomplete, brings up a 2nd and 20.
Yeah, and then he had a nice little head slap to Maxwell. I'm surprised the officials missed that, because I can see it this far away. Missed one there, and now Monmouth with a 2nd and 20.
6:29 remaining in the second quarter. Sterling, slot left. Roberts up top to the left. Hayes gets it. He'll be dropped in the backfield. Good charge that time by number 96, Fidel Okoye. Another loss on the play. 2-yard loss. It'll bring up third and 22 now for Monmouth. You get the feeling after that last scoring drive from Wagner, they're feeling like they are right back into this game, and they are, with a third down hold coming up. Three wide receivers set, two backs in the backfield for Frazier. He wants to throw on third and long. Sets up screen out to the left. Nagy will make the catch, but cannot run away from a Wagner defender, pushed out of bounds on the coverage number 42, James Howell. And the Hawks will have to punt it away.
So, Matt, the drive that we were hoping for the Monmouth offense would result, long clock-eating drive, get some points. It's exactly what, if you're a Wagner fan, you hope for defensively. You get back on the scoreboard with that touchdown and then hold Monmouth. So all the momentum right now on the side of the Seahawks.
Marshall Rothman and Dominique Williams back deep here for the Seahawks, awaiting the punt from Ryan Moore. Fourth down and 20. Moore, with mild pressure, gets off a high, spiraling and deep kick. Good one. Bounces at the 25-yard line, will roll out inside the 20 and be spotted at the Wagner 19. One of the best efforts we've seen out of Moore in his now season and a couple of games. 5:27 remaining here in the second quarter. Monmouth leads 21-10.
And now Wagner will, for the first time in this game, have to drive some length of the field. They've been set up on their scoring opportunities in good field position. A lot of times courtesy of a kickoff return here. The ball resting on the 19. They'll have to go a far way. We've seen Williams get good flow in this game now, however, at that touchdown run the previous drive.
Dosher brings the offense on. Two backs in the backfield. Williams off to his right. Twin receiver set to the left side of the formation. First man through, Otis Wright will have the carry. Stacked up at the 21-yard line for a gain of two to bring up a second and 8.
Worth noting at halftime, please keep it here on the Shore Sports Network. We'll welcome in Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi. Get his take not only on the first half of action, but the entire Monmouth athletic scene. And I'm sure he'll have a couple colorful comments for us. He always seems to have a few gems stored away, so that'll be coming up at the half.
Second down here and 8, inside of 5 minutes remaining here in the half. Dosher takes his time, rolling left. Here comes pressure and a sack. Dan Sullivan coming hard and will render Dosher in trouble back at the Wagner 12-yard line. A loss of 9 to set up a third and long.
Sullivan has free rein from that linebacker position to make plays. That time he was able from his middle spot to get around the outside, and when you set him loose on a quarterback, normally is not good news for the opposing team.
Third and 17 now. Monmouth would love a big hold here. They probably could get the ball back in pretty good field position with still a lot of time left in this first half. Four-man front for MU, and Sullivan lining up as the right defensive end right now. Dosher, safe pass, batted down in the backfield by Eric Masick. Hard charging from the sophomore defensive end. Fourth and long, and the defense up to the task in that drive.
Yeah, that time they answer a very important call after Wagner scored and got a stop. The MU defense puts their foot in the ground, and they get their own stop to try to set up now, Matt, the MU offense in pretty decent field position.
Here comes A.J. Firestone on to punt it away. Elijah Phillips standing on the plus side of the Monmouth 50-yard line. See if the Hawks bring some pressure, mild pressure. Firestone, pretty good effort out of his own end zone. Sends Phillips back to his 39-yard line. Monmouth 21 and Wagner 10.
Might want to radio down to Elijah that it's okay to call fair catch, because that time he had two Seahawks bearing down on him. As he made a tough catch back, he had to retreat, what, Matt, about 15 yards from where he was originally set up.
I think a big drive here for the Monmouth offense and what was a sloppy series the last time out. Nick Lafferty and George, tight end wing set off to the right. Sterling slot left. Roberts up top to the left. Asante as the back. Frazier flips it outside. Sterling will make the catch and will get dropped behind the line of scrimmage. A loss on the play. Good coverage from the corner, Jarrett Jadone.
That whole play is contingent on the other receiver on that side of the field. In this instance, Roberts getting a block. Jadone did well to shed Roberts and knock Sterling down behind the line of scrimmage.
Monmouth with all three timeouts. Wagner with just one. Now the receivers will change sides. Roberts this time slot man. Sterling wide man to the right. Frazier wanting to throw over the middle. Has a man. It's the tight end Mike McLafferty who will make the catch at the Hawk 44-yard line and leave Monmouth 3 yards shy on a third down and three coming up here for a potential first down.
Nice pickup on second down. Sure-handed McLafferty sitting down and giving MU a manageable third down conversion opportunity here.
Thaddeus Richards back in the game. Slot receiver to the right. Ian Sterling combo that way. Roberts up top to the left. Low snap. Frazier gets it. Wants to throw. Lets it fly. Another flag is out. McLafferty on the catch. Would have had a first down in midfield, but I believe this will be against Monmouth.
Yeah, the Wagner defense pointing that way. You said it would be a conversion if the play stands, but the way the teams are walking right now, it appears to go against the visiting Hawks. Bit of a long discussion, however, taking place.
Was thrown 4 yards back, and it is another hold on Monmouth. We've seen a couple of those here this afternoon. So that will negate a first down reception for Mike McLafferty, and it will take the ball back to the Hawk 34-yard line and set up a third down and 13. Frazier, again from the gun, sets up screen right. Asante has it, won't be anywhere close to the first down, only gets 2 yards. Wagner snuffed that out pretty well, led by number 17, who actually we do not have on the Wagner roster, believe it or not.
Our first mystery man of the season.
17. Moore on to punt. High wobbly kick. Angled left. Williams will field it on the bounce. Come forward just over the 30-yard line. So offensively for Monmouth, couple of sluggish drives here the last two. Penalties have hurt the cause on both of those drives. Two holding calls really set up Monmouth with tough situations offensively. They still lead it, however, 21-10.
Well, a point that you made earlier in the game, that the one unit that could seemingly slow the Monmouth offense down would in fact be themselves. We've seen turnovers or interception early with Frazier and penalties thwart potential scoring drives already in this game.
So Wagner here with a 1:36 remaining. See if they can tighten this one up. Trailing by 11. Three wide receiver set, two left, one right for Dosher. Comfortable in the pocket here. Flares it to the outside. Incomplete. On an ugly pass attempt, the intended receiver was Bryant Watts. It will bring up a second and 10.
Watts doesn't look to be a little person either. Have to check it out. Again, Dosher has burned teams before with the deep ball. This time, Matt, he overshoots the 6'5 tight end.
Second and 10. Dominic Williams single back to the left of Dosher. Again, a three-wide set. Dosher flaring it outside again and way off the mark again. It'll bring up a third down and 10. He doesn't seem comfortable when he's in the pocket.
He
has to be moving around to make a completion.
Well, that's when he's at his most dangerous, escaping the tackle box, getting to the outside, extending plays. MU, Matt, would do well to, you know, contain rush. Dough your ends, Masick and Upham. And now Sullivan at a rush spot. Keep him in the pocket.
Masick defensive end right. Sullivan going to be turned loose off the left defensive side on third and 10 here for Wagner with a minute 28 remaining. Dosher again in the pocket. Will flare it to the outside. Williams on the catch. Williams will bounce off some tackles, be pushed out of bounds, but there is a flag down. And this one certainly coming back.
Yeah, this being signaled right away. It was a hold from the outset of the play, formation right. I want to say it was the tackle that took down Sullivan, who gave a nice little spin move.
Absolutely. Wagner are going to be backed up, and they'll have another third down opportunity. Hawks again lead this one 21-10. 1:19 remaining in the first out here with a third down and 20 from back at their own 21-yard line. Four wide receiver set this time. Trips off to the left. Hawks in the nickel. Dasher in trouble again and will get sacked. One more time. It is Sullivan. Second sack of the day for what is normally the Hawks middle linebacker. Two sacks for Sullivan playing some rush defensive end. 21-10. MU leads it, and Monmouth will take a timeout to try to set up Wagner in a punt situation. We'll keep it right here with 1:09 remaining in the first half.
Like what we've seen out of Danny Sullivan from that rush end position. We've seen him line up formation right. We've seen him also line up to the formation left. That time, a straight speed rush, beating the right tackle around the outside before burying Dasher. 2.5 sacks now for Danny Sullivan in this game. And, Matt, their linebacker depth that they now have with other good players, Rodriguez among them, allows Sullivan the flexibility to get down in that three-point stance and rush the quarterback. And it's paid dividends. I like the timeout here by Coach Callahan. Make Wagner execute a punt. If they get the ball in decent field position, then you have a minute, 9 seconds, and then after the punt, probably right around a minute to try and do something offensively and add to your 21-10 lead.
69 seconds remaining, and Elijah Phillips will go back deep off this timeout. Mama certainly with plenty of time after they get this punt return.
You bring the heat
offensively.
I was going to say, Matt, do you bring the rush here or set up a return?
I wouldn't disagree bringing the rush. I think you can make an argument either way. This one, a short kick. It will bounce and go out of bounds at the Monmouth 45-yard line. So a pretty short field to work with. I guess the advantage would be, you know, if you blocked it, you're right there. But if you had a roughing the kicker call, you wouldn't want to waste a possession that you would almost certainly get back.
Especially if you knew that you were going to get the ball in good field position, you know, at or around midfield. And we have seen a 13-yard punt already in this game. So letting the punter go kind of kick away, the right call.
Hawks have it first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Monmouth offense was flying with three consecutive scoring drives and a little bit slow and sloppy the last couple of times out. Four wide here for Frazier. Pressure coming. Flush in the pocket. Frazier runs wide, and now will run out of bounds and get taken down about 5 yards outside of that white boundary area with a flag coming out. It's going to give MU plus 15.
We saw Monmouth early in the game be lucky that Clark Coe didn't get called for a questionable one. This one not questionable at all. Frazier well out of bounds after that play, and then after redirecting himself right around the 45-yard line, straight line out of bounds, they'll mark off the personal foul here.
Ball will be spotted at the Wagner 38-yard line. From the line of scrimmage to the penalty, turns out to be a 17-yard infraction as Frazier had about a 2-yard pickup, and they tack the penalty on after the carry. So first down here in 10 for Monmouth. 54 seconds remaining. Frazier wants to throw. Bubble screen set up for Roberts. At the 30, slips his way forward. He'll have a first down. Taken down at the Wagner 27-yard line for a gain of 11.
And now you didn't think you'd have to say this with 47 seconds left, but MU can afford to slow down offensively. Don't want to give Wagner any time back if you're able to get on the board.
Davenport splits out wide right. George in the slot to the right. Two receivers up top. Sumlin will make the reception far sideline. Stay in bounds.
Damn it! It's inside!
And I think Monmouth will use a timeout. They will. They'll have one remaining with 32 seconds remaining. 21-10. Is the score. Sumlin on that reception only picked up about a yard and will bring up a second and 9.
MU still in scoring range in potential field goal area for Eric Spillane, up by that 21-10 margin. Any points on the board here, obviously an advantage for this Hawks team that was efficient really both running and passing, Matt, early on, and then a turnover and some penalties kind of slowed them down, but now looking good again. Again, the beneficiary of this drive of a Wagner penalty on a Kyle Frazier scramble. But still, however, in that points area, they're nearing the red zone, right at around the 26.
We'll do scores, stats, and an interview with Monmouth Sports Information Football Director Greg Viscomi coming up at halftime. Hawks have it here, second down and nine, 32 seconds remaining in the first half. Monmouth with a 21-10 advantage. Points here would be big. You could go up 28-10 into halftime, feel pretty good about what you've done. Frazier again with four wide. Little delay draw for Hayes. Going to bounce it to the outside. He'll have the first down and run out of bounds very wisely at about the 18. Now they'll spot it at the 17-yard line. It'll be a first down carry for Julian Hayes. Good speed, good smarts that time for Hayes.
Yeah, perfect run. First down carry and out of bounds to stop the clock.
Frazier with a ton of time to work with here. 27 seconds remaining. Davenport and George. Slot receiver combo to the right. Sumlin and Roberts up top to the left. Plenty of time on the play clock. Frazier going to put Hayes on his right. Straight drop back. Pumps left. Throws right. He's got Davenport open. Touchdown, Monmouth.
Zone. The corner bit. The safety shallow. And Kyle, I think, was momentarily shocked at how open Lamar Davenport was. He's able to get behind the defense. For another touchdown pass, and MU now kicking for 28.
Spillane to try to make it 4-for-4 on the day. Great throw by Frazier, and Monmouth capitalizes on a short field with not a whole lot of clock to work with, but put up their fourth touchdown here in the first half. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. Monmouth 28, Wagner 10. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here from Walt Hamline Field. Hawks really flying here in the first half. Offensively, they have put up 28 points, and minus a couple of penalties, it could be more. 28-10 is our score. 21 seconds remaining in the first half as Eric Spillane will come on and kick off this time. We've seen Lucas Santangelo handle most of those chores in the first couple of games. Spillane will come in and handle this one.
MU offense, Matt, looks really good here. They ran it well. Kyle Frazier, except for that one pick, has been very, very efficient. 28-10, MU leads. Has seen this a lot this year, the ball blowing off of the tee.
Well, they usually let it happen twice before they'll bring somebody in to hold it.
Oh, there's two.
There's two.
Who draws the short stick here that has to hold it?
Spillane will call somebody in. It will be the freshman Joe Johnson.
Oh.
I guess when you're a freshman, you have to handle that.
Well,
it was Johnson. Now
it's
gonna
another
change,
freshman.
And it's going to be Anthony McDonough instead. Now it will be Thaddeus Richards. Wow, this is big debate as to who gets to hold for Spillane.
You want to get down there, partner?
I mean, at this point, I think anybody could have an opportunity.
Pretty sure you could have let any one of the three guys try it. It's the same result.
Squib kick. Maybe that's why Spillane was on. Otis Wright will have it go all the way past him inside the 2-yard line. Picked up finally by Wagner. Going to dance forward to the 15, to the 20. Two men to beat, and it will be Thaddeus Richards with a big tackle made on Josh Talbot, number 82. Boy, that was scary, wasn't it?
How about the biggest play in this afternoon's game thus far is Thaddeus Richards' open field tackle on a botched kickoff return on a squib play. That open field tackle was fantastic by Thaddeus Richards, who sees time at wide receiver, extensive time.
Maybe a good idea that he was the holder, as he was the last man kind of back before Spillane.
That's why they got it right on the third time, because otherwise who knows what would have happened.
13 seconds remaining. Wagner has their right offensive tackle get started early. Everyone else was on two. He was on one. This will back up the Seahawks and bring up a first and 15 with 13 seconds remaining. Still in the first half, late first half, and the Hawks leading at 28-10, trying to snap out of a nasty three-game losing streak to Wagner. It's the only time in the 19-year history, this is the 20th, that any team has had a three-year losing streak. Ball popping out on a sack. Nick Doscher actually wasn't the quarterback on that play. Wagner brought in their backup, Kramer Berg. He turns it over, and it's recovered by Eric Masick.
Wow. What a development in this game. Berg takes one snap. He gets absolutely smoked by Danny Sullivan. Puts it on the turf. And now MU can try and score again, up 28-10.
Looks like they will bring Spillane on to kick. Ball will be spotted at the Wagner 25-yard line. Let's call it the 24. So this should be about a 41-yard attempt. Well within the range of Spillane.
This is a Wagner team, Matt, that came into the game having given up 20 points all season in two previous games. And right now MU kicking for 31, potentially, if we see Spillane come out for the attempt. You assume we will with 3 seconds left.
This is certainly well within the range for Spillane, the junior from Colts Neck, New Jersey. He is 3 for 3 on field goals this season with a long of 39. Peterson will spot it at the 31. So it's just as we thought, a 41-yard attempt to close out the first half. Ball set from the left hash mark. Swirling wind, but not too bad. Good snap, good hold, low kick, knuckles up, and no good. That will take us to the end of the first half. Spillane was looking for roughing the kicker call at the end. Monmouth will have to be content, up 18. They lead it 28-10 after one half of play. We'll come back. We'll do scores. We'll take a break, have an interview, do stats, all coming up on a busy halftime show here on a busy day from Wagner College. Monmouth.